This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Iraq, preparations for a U.S.-led offensive on Fallujah are in high gear. American troops have sealed off the roads around the city. Jets and artillery are pounding suspected insurgent targets inside. It's the heaviest bombardment of the town in months. Peace negotiations continue, but Iraq's interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, said today that the window for a peaceful settlement is closing. NPR's Anne Garrels is embedded with U.S. Marines, who, along with some Iraqi government forces, are massed outside Fallujah. She sent this report.
Officers with the 1st Battalion from the 3rd Marine Regiment out of Hawaii are briefing their troops on the final plan. They've been sent here especially for the assault on Fallujah, and with possibly just a few days left before the offensive, 425 Iraqi soldiers have been assigned to their units. The Marines are nervous about these troops suddenly thrust on them, but U.S. commanders say it's important to put an Iraqi face on the battle. The ultimate goal is to hand over control of Fallujah to Iraqi security forces. Marine Major Mike Zakea, an advisor to the Iraqi troops, admits there's a lot to do in the short period left. And while he believes this is the best battalion in the Iraqi army, he says there are problems.
The Iraqis come from a culture where you just shoot, and, you know, whether you have a target or not, I mean, you just shoot. And last night we got hit by an RPG, and all night they were shooting because they were seeing ghosts out there. Very, very concerned, and we're working very hard to minimize any kind of friendly-on-friendly incidents. But it happens. It happens all the time.
The Iraqi battalion is half its original size because of casualties and desertions over recent months. Zakea says he has confidence in those who are left, mainly Shiites and Kurds.
Most of these guys are here against their family's wishes, and they've either lied to them or told them that they were doing something else to come back. We had guys who have been abducted and tortured by various, the Jaish al-Mehdi or the Baathists, and they have come back here.
This tomorrow, this company fights, give me the Fallujah.
The Iraqi troops insist they will not desert or balk at the last minute, as other Iraqi battalions have done in the past. This assault on Fallujah promises to be the biggest U.S. offensive since the invasion 18 months ago. Fallujans resented the entry of American troops into their town of 300,000. There were demonstrations which turned violent. Local people were shot by American forces. The situation deteriorated more and more. 4 U.S. security guards were killed and their bodies mutilated in April. Against their advice, the Marines were ordered to take control of the city, and then, against their advice, they were ordered out when Iraqi officials protested about the number of civilian casualties. Since then, the Marines have waited outside as the city became a stronghold for some of the most extreme anti-American groups here, including Jordanian terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. This time, Marine commanders say they will finish the job.
Check those windows. Make sure they all do it.
Corporal Catcher Cut the Rope, a Native American from Montana, breaks the Iraqis into small groups to work with the Marines. They practice urban warfare around gutted buildings in this bleak desert encampment just a few miles from Fallujah.
Okay, listen up. Squad leaders, you have to make sure when we stop doing security, make sure you have all your people. Have them all. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There's no translator. Language is a problem. The Iraqis are also short of equipment. A machine gunner lugs his ammunition in a cumbersome heavy metal case. He will not be mobile enough to be effective. Corporal cuts the rope, dumps the ammo on the ground.
No box in the fight. Take your pockets from old pants and make a pouch.
Okay.
Officers have studied the histories of earlier fights where armies were bogged down in urban settings. Wei City in Vietnam, Mogadishu, Somalia, and the Russian debacle in the capital of Chechnya. The Marines expect heavy house-to-house fighting. They know they will encounter deadly roadside bombs and suicide bombs. 21-year-old Dennis McGuire cleans his M16 of the fine desert dust that gets into everything.
That rain caused a little rust, too.
He's never been in combat before.
It's definitely the scariest. You never know. You go into the wrong room.
Here we go. At night, young Grunt still finds something to laugh about, but beneath the laughter is concern about how they will perform, personally and collectively.
We go out there, we don't know if we can handle it, we ain't never been in it.
We all don't know what it's going to be like, you know. We've never been put in that situation.
Ann Garrels, NPR News, with the Marines outside Fallujah.